Bronwyn here. We're going to share a little bit about our upcoming class, Rituals of Nourishment. So pour a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, pull up a chair, and come hang out with us for a few minutes.
Welcome, everybody. Anna Grace and I have had the most wonderful, vivid leadership retreat, planning retreat together this week, and we have been living rituals of nourishment all week. We've been feeding ourselves really beautifully. We've been taking good, for the most part, good care of ourselves, except for staying up until 2 in the morning a few times. We had massages. We've been really trying to walk our talk as far as the self-care and making each part of our ordinary day really beautiful. And Anna Grace has been making some of the recipes from her gorgeous Rituals of Nourishment course for our little family while she has been here, and they are delicious, delightful, beautiful, simple, and nourishing, real food. Yeah. And we've been making the house beautiful in simple ways and taking good care of ourselves and making lovely coffees and just really getting to experience what a ritual of nourishment really is, a simple way of caring for ourselves day to day and bringing beauty into every day. And I'd love for you to tell us more about what that means to you, Anna Grace, and what you're going to offer the ladies in the course.
Well, I think the course, like you said, the idea around all four components is simple, meaningful, doable ways to enrich and enhance your life. One of the things that's really important to me about this course and about what we're doing in it is that we're not waiting until our life looks a certain way to start feeding ourselves body and soul. And we're not waiting until we can solve that tricky relationship or the job we don't love or whatever it is. It's very much a course about starting where you are right now and not waiting for the things that you feel like you will someday deserve, but that you, your body and your soul deserve that care already right now. And so it is, this course is so doable. The recipes are simple and tasty. The journaling prompts and the reading material and the music and the blessings are simple in that they're doable and they can easily fit into an even really chaotic life. But in their simplicity, there's so much depth and there's so much room to be flexible and to customize both the recipes and the writing and the work into the life that you have. It's really important to me, Bronwyn, the older I get, that I feel like in whatever I'm participating in, I have choice and I have flexibility. And I know a lot of that goes back to my own story and my own wounds and my own healing. But the ability to choose, even within something I love or I want to love, or even with people I adore, I really need to feel like on the table, out in the open, is always my ability to choose. So it was really important to me in the way in the recipes that I chose from my own recipes and the way in which they're presented, that they're everything is so easily made. It's already gluten-free, everything, because that's just a really simple place to begin. And we don't lose any deliciousness by starting these recipes gluten-free. And you'll see why, because most of them involve fruits and vegetables and real food like that. But they're all easily made vegan. Most of them, I believe there's only one that is not vegetarian, and I give a vegetarian or vegan option for it. Everything that's even vegetarian could easily go vegan. In fact, some of the recipes naturally are, and again, they're so delicious. These are not diet recipes or recipes where all the flavor stripped out. These are so flavorful. But the other reason to be vegan and gluten-free or vegetarian and gluten-free so easily, and some of them are even grain-free for those of us that even have, another layer of needs around food, is that just like in the spiritual practices and the writing in this course, the recipes are all about how to making beautiful, delicious out of what is easily accessible and what is available to us. Yes. And it's really important to me that delicious food doesn't come across in a way that's sort of discriminating or classist or like is very divisive in terms of like who has access to it. to the best of my abilities, everything in here is either highly accessible or, like I said, so flexible you could choose, there's that word, to change a few elements around and make it fit into your food budget and your life and the way your family eats, and it will still be delicious. And so these are recipes and practices that two or three times of making them, or if you're a really accomplished cook, you might even just browse through the recipe and say, I know how to do that, and I'm going to measure it slightly differently, and it will still be beautiful and delicious. But hopefully these are things that can become a part of your routine, especially this autumn and winter. The recipes for this first inaugural course are very much focused around what's available in our part of the world in fall and winter. So that's the other thing, is hopefully they shouldn't be costly.
No, not at all. Not at all. And they are beautiful. That the squash soup with roasted vegetables that we had yesterday was so beautiful and yummy. And it was exactly what we needed. It came together really simply. So yesterday we were getting ready for an event here, our first Vivid Social. And so we needed to be able to put something together to have as a late lunch, early dinner kind of thing that was simple to eat, that would be easy to digest and really deeply nourishing, both emotionally and physically, as we were preparing for this event, that would not make a mess in the kitchen, and that would be easy to put together. And I watched Anna Grace put this soup together. It came together in about 15 or 20 minutes. It was exactly what we needed for that. Those days when you just need to leave a pot of soup on the stove and you have something else going on. But it was gourmet delicious, I'm telling you. I'm really picky about soup, and I loved this soup. And I want to tell you very quickly, ladies, the rest of what I love about this course. It is delightful food, and as well as having all these delicious recipes, this is so much more than simply a beautiful cooking course. It approaches all of your senses and all of the ways that we learn and absorb and all of the ways that we can enjoy our lives simply in our homes.
Yes.
So yes, it's about the food, but it's also about simple spiritual practice. And it's about making things beautiful in simple ways. And it's about all the different ways that we can delight in our daily lives.
It's about looking at our existing lives in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It really is. And all of these things, again, because it's flexible practices, flexible recipes, they can go together in different ways. I give them to you week by week, but they're all flexible and changeable and expandable.
Yeah.
And movable. All the able words.
And for you guys listening, there's a special discount of $30 off the $180 price, right?
Yes. So sign up. Come join us.
Use the code NOURISH sign up and you'll get your $30 off.
Excellent. Hope to see you there.
Okay. Bye, ladies.
Talk to you soon.